Well, it's great to have you all here. Thank you very, very much. And if you are a listener of the program at all, you know that this is my favorite part because I get to bring to you one of my friends, old friends, new friends, and today I have a relatively new friend, a guy who I am so jealous of. It is unbelievable. He has musical skills and talent. I have none. Perry, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. This is my pleasure. I thank you very, very much. I really am serious in that it has always been, I had at one time, I tell everybody I have a great face for radio, but I have a decent set of pipes. And at one time I sang a lot. People considered me a fairly accomplished singer. I've never been able to learn and never concentrated and been dedicated enough to learn to play instruments. Those people like yourself who become highly proficient at it, is always a wonderful mystical thing for me. But I want us to have a conversation, and you so nicely consented to do it. When you first came to the office, when you first made contact with us, one of the high topics was in terms of cost and how much is it, and will my insurance pay for this stuff, and you guys act like you do weird, new, different things, and so is this going to fall within the realm of budget? And so finances, like so many people, like everybody, played a pivotal role. But after you came to the office, we started to think about things together. You experienced the new patient exam. The financial aspect did not disappear by any means, but it seemed to diminish in terms of what was highly important to you. Tell the listeners and help me, is that a correct perception on my part? And if so, what was it that made the difference for you?
Sure. So the cost side of things, you know, it's you investing in you. And for me as a professional trumpet player and teacher, I knew that it's important for me to maintain what I have. And with your new approach to dentistry, the things that I was hearing was, this sounds like exactly what I've been looking for. However, the cost of things is, you know, it's important to all of us. So
well, sure.
When I first sat down with you guys, you know, the consultation was great. The first step is you kind of talk through your history, what your goals are, and the consultation honestly was like nothing that I've done before in a dental office, because it wasn't just x-rays, it wasn't just let me look at your teeth with, you know, the microscopes and things that you guys have, but it was let's start with the whole body, let's look at what your diet is. There's a multifaceted approach to it, so I knew that I was in the right place after that. But of course the thing about cost comes in, what does insurance cover? What does it not cover? And, you know, your staff did a great job of explaining to me how that works. It's a little bit different for everybody. So the insurance that I had, you know, would cover certain things, may not cover certain things. But once it was broken down for me, you know, I understood that, you know, number one, you don't have to do everything at the same time. You can break it down. You can take it a little bit slowly. So you don't have to do it all at the same time. And it's not like it's going to be redone in 5 or 10 years. We're expecting this to last a long time because of the techniques you use. So the value is I know that I'm getting what I pay for and that it will be lasting longer.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I really appreciate it. And that's got to be terribly helpful for a whole bunch of people that are listening that have the same questions that you did and the same concerns. And that always bothered me as well, what you mentioned. And you said something really important that, you know, you're making an investment in dentistry, and you certainly are willing to do that if you can perceive the value and have things last for a long time. And I mean, that's always been a hallmark. Dentistry has the technology. Dentistry has the ability, and skill sets have the ability, if you have the right skill set, to make dentistry last a long time. And so if you amortize the cost over a much longer period, it becomes a lot less expensive for you. So thanks for bringing up that topic, because that's super, super important. So once we did the sit down and once we did the examination, then you came back in for a consultation, a sit down with Angela, and tell everybody how that goes. The kind of the transparency of how everything is laid out for you.
Yeah, so I actually really enjoyed it. Once the consultation with you is done, about a week later or whenever you reschedule it for, you come back and do the consultation with the results. So you've kind of, you know, sat down and done your homework.
Sure.
And during the original consultation, you get a set of pictures and x-rays. So they literally have a plan, a whole, you know, little booklet for you of, here are all of your individual teeth, what needs to be done, you know, in a list of priorities. So you know that if you could only do one thing, this might be the most important thing to do. And you can see pictures of what your teeth look like and what they should be looking like after the process is done. So once you go through that, you understand what things should look like and all of that. Then you can go through what the cost will be. And that's when they kind of explain what the insurance does. And for me, the insurance, you know, I paid some out of pocket, and then I will get a check from the insurance that I forward on to you guys. So each, I'm sure it works differently with the different insurances.
Sure.
But that's the process that it was for me. You know, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far with that.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is different. And everybody calls up and thinking that there's kind of this one universal insurance that is all the same and ubiquitous for everybody. And it's not the case. And you're exactly right. Angela is a wizard at it in understanding, deciphering, and then therefore explaining what each person's kind of insurance program is. And then you and I actually have started some of the work. How's that been going?
Yeah, it's been great. So we started the kind of restorative work and just making sure that, again, I'm here because I want to maintain the health,
sure,
you know, that I already have. You know, so part of that's education, learning things to do, how to better take care of myself. But the second part of that was actually I did come in, I got the right sides, so the right uppers and the right lowers done. So with that, you know, the process of getting that done was actually great. I was in first thing in the morning. You know, there was no pain. There was no drilling. I actually had to teach later that day. I came in at 7, and I was teaching at 9:30 just down the road from you guys. And I was thinking, well, if I'm numb, then I just won't play, and I'll listen to the kids. But I walked out of there. I was able to eat and drink right away, no pain. You know, it was exactly how it should have been.
Well, thank you. Yeah, people think I joke when I say no shots, no numbing, and no drill. You're living proof that we didn't do shots, and we didn't numb you up, and we didn't drill on your teeth. And we restored, I think, you know, 4 or 8 teeth at the same time. So mm-hmm. It all works yep. out great. Perry, I tell you what, thank you very, very much for sharing your story. Thank you very much for being so open and candid about everything. I know there's people that are listening just like you listened before, but this will resonate with them and help them. And if there's anything, I always think it's a real, real big plus. I mean, you said you left the office and went to teach. You went to help somebody else. Anytime we can help somebody else, I think it enriches everybody and ourselves included. So thank you for sharing with my listeners. Thank you for teaching other kids how to play instruments. When I got there was a point where my piano teacher, we had a piano in our house. The piano teacher literally swiveled around on the bench, looked my mother dead square in the eye and went, "Shirley, you're really kind of wasting your money." And that's when I realized, you know, this may not just be for me.
Go look for a different path.
Go. Everybody goes for a different path. Yeah, I went to science class, and that's okay. That's fine. But, man, I certainly admire the work, the dedication, the skill, everything that goes into being a musician of your quality. It's just amazing to me. And thanks again for sharing your story. I'll see you at the office next time, my friend. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.